So as we have been since the first evening of the retreat, we're still seated within the mandala. Protected by the ring of lotuses, pure, soft, open, protected by the wall of Vajras, all the qualities, the thunderbolt and the diamond. Completely dynamic, totally stable. Protected by a great circle of dancing flames. The nature of wisdom. Burning up everything inauthentic. Vivid, clear, knowing. Within the mandala, we've been practicing together as a community. All giving and receiving energy as part of one practice. All in the presence of the refuges. So now let's put our awareness in our heart center. As best we can. And with an open heart, let's take the opportunity to remember these last 7 days. Calling to mind whatever's been valuable, whatever we've appreciated, whatever we've enjoyed, sangha, meditation, teaching, adhisthana, walks, shrines, rituals, whatever comes to mind, as if as each experience comes to mind, we're storing it in our heart. big things and small things. So it's as if we're storing all these things in our heart like treasure. We can have a sense that it's all there, all that experience, all the skillful actions, all the connections. All in our heart center. Now again, we take our awareness out till we come to the three circles. And we leave them there with the wish that they protect this place, that it really be a place of Adishtana, protect all who live here, all who come on retreat, all who come to visit. Protect Bhante, protect the order. And from those three circles, we see duplicates appear. So there's a ring of lotuses, a ring of flames, and between them the Vajras. Just having a sense, a feeling, these three circles. And these duplicate circles move inwards and inwards until they just surround this shrine room. And then inwards more, until they just surround our body. And then even further inwards until they surround our heart center. And they totally protect all that we've gained, all that we've valued, all that we've learned, all that we've seen, all that we've experienced. So we can always return to it, always draw on it. It's a source of strength in the days, months and years to come. And now, to conclude the retreat, let's do the transference of merit and self-surrender in unison. May the merit gained in my acting thus go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings. My personality throughout my existences, my possessions, and my merit in all three ways, I give up without regard to myself for the benefit of all beings. Just as the earth and other elements are serviceable in many ways to the infinite number of beings inhabiting limitless space, so may I become that which maintains all beings situated throughout space, so long as all have not attained to peace. Thank you.